So let's review. In the previous two dafim, the Gemara cited a machlekes Rav Meir of Rabbi Yehuda regarding Me'ilah. Rav Meir holds, Hekdash Mischal b'meshegig b'memezit. The halacha of Yetzel L'chulin applies both b'shegig u'b'mezit. Rabbi Yehuda holds, Hekdash b'shegig mischal b'mezit ein mischal. The halacha of Yetzel L'chulin applies only b'shegig and not b'mezit. The Gemara here cites a related Mishnah in Masechet Shkalim. Tanan Hasam behemish and nimtzes mirushalayim l'migdal eder u'kmidasa l'chol ruach. Animals that were found outside of Yerushalayim for a distance until the city of Migdal Eder, which is a city close to Yerushalayim, or that distance in every direction, Secharim Oilois, Nekevis Zivchei Shlamim. We assume that most animals wandering in the environs of Yerushalayim are Kachim animals. Therefore, male animals are designated as Karbanas Oila, and female animals are designated only as Karbanas Shlamim. The Gemara asks, El Secharim Oilois Udahava, Zivchei Shlamim Loihava? Why are the scharm designated as karbanas oila? The behemoth might be a karban shlamim for which both a zachar and a nekeva are eligible. Rabbi Yishai explains, Hacha bebalach of bedemei naskina. V'hachi kamar, chayshina n'shema oilas. Indeed, the zachar cannot actually be brought as a karban because it is possibly an oila or a shlamim. Rather, the finder transfers the kedusha from the behemoth onto money, with which he purchases two behemoths to fulfill both possibilities of oila and shlamim. In this way, the original carbon would be properly sacrificed, as Rashi explains. Al tanai yavi shnei damim echad la'ayla ve'echad la'shlam. The finder prepares two separate amounts of money, the first for a carbon oila and the second for a carbon shlam, and he stipulates as follows: Im oila hi harimis mechulelas alzu v'hasheni yishal min adava. If the behemoth found was indeed an oila, its kedusha shall be transferred to the first amount with which he will purchase another behemoth for a carbon oila. And with the second amount, he will bring a voluntary carbon shlam. V'im shlam hi, harei mechalelis alzu, v'hasheni l'nidvas oila. And if the behemoth found was indeed a shlam, its kedusha shall be transferred to the second amount for a carbon shlam, and the first amount shall be used for a voluntary carbon oila. The Gemara explains that the chil would be possible only according to a mayor who holds hektish b'mezid mischal. If a person transgresses and intentionally spends hektish money for his own use, the kedusha is transferred even though it was bemezid, and the money becomes chulin. Therefore, in this case, he is permitted even l'ketchila to transfer the kedusha from the behemoth to the money for the sake of the initial carbon. However, the chil would not be possible according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds hektish bemezid ein mischal. The kedusha is not transferred if it was done bemezid, and therefore, in this case, he cannot transfer the kedusha from the behemoth to the money. The Gemara asks, u'kedusha saguf mi mischal? Even according to a mayor, one cannot transfer onto money the physical kedusha of a carbon without a mum, a blemish, as the Mishnah Masechtas Me'ilah states. Ein moyel achra moyel b'muktashin, ela b'behemu u'b'kli sharas b'lvad. There cannot be two occurrences of Me'ilah in one hektish item, because once the first person was moyel, the item becomes chulin. Aside for a carbon or kli sharas, as the Mishnah elaborates, keitzad ha'yirecha b'gabe b'behemu, b'chavei v'rochav, kulam ma'olu. If a person rode on a carbon, and then a second and a third person also rode on this carbon, they are all liable for Me'ilah because there is no chil for Kedusha Saguf, and therefore when the first person was mile, the animal remains hektish. If so, in our case, how does one transfer the Kedusha Saguf of the initial carbon onto money? The Gemara explains, Hahi Rabbi Yehuda hi, Hare Meir. The Mishnah in Me'ilah is Rabbi Yehuda, who holds hektish b'shegi mischal b'mezid ein mischal. And b'shegi mischal, even though loyke machaven lafkeinu lechulin, he has no intentions to transfer the hektish. And b'mezid ein mischal, even though k'machaven lafkeinu lechulin, he does have intentions to transfer the hektish. Because gzeres hakasev hu. Chil must be a gzeres hakasev, in which the pasuk specifies a shegig only, but not a mezid. And therefore, for the same reason, kedushas haguf loy mischal. One cannot be machal like carbon without a mum, even b'shegig, because gzeres hakasev hu. The pasuk does not refer to kedushas haguf. However, the Mishnah in Shkalim is Reb Meir, who holds that chil is a svara, in that hektish b'shegig ein mischal because lo k'machavan lafkein lechulin, while b'mezid mischal because k'machavan lafkein lechulin. Therefore, b'mezid one can be mechal a carbon even with areimum because k'machavan lafkein lechulin. And even though chil is only mentioned regarding kachik kachim, for which there is a chiv me'ila, however, chil also applies to kachik kalim. Even though there is no chiyuv me'ilah, because there's a kavo chaymer, and that kachim mischal and kachim kalim lekoshkein, if the stronger hektish of kachim can be transferred through chil, then certainly the weaker hektish of kachim kalim can be transferred through chil. Rabbi Yochanan, however, questions Rabbi Yishya. It's forbidden to be mechal a carbon without a mum, and the finder is not allowed to commit a transgression for the sake of the carbon. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan says, "Mamtin la'achetumam, u'maisi shtei behemis u'masna." The finder must first wait until the behemah receives a mum, and then be mechal the hekdesh onto two animals or two piles of money with the above mentioned tonight. The Gemara continues to elaborate on the Mishnah's halacha of scharim oilos and adds the maisi nami taida and the maisi nami lechem. The finder must also bring another animal for a carbon taida, plus the 40 loaves of lachme taida, because the behemah was possibly a carbon taida, which can also be a zachar. However, there is no concern that the behemah was possibly a carbon asham, which is also a zachar, because asham ben shtei shanim vishtakeach ben shana. An asham must be 2 years old, while this behemah was only 1 year old, and there is no concern for asham etzayre and asham nazar, even though they must be 1 year old, because leishrichi, they're not common. And there is no concern that the behemah was possibly a carbon pesach, which is also a zachar, and 1 year old, because pesach bezmanei mizuz hiribe. If this was before pesach, people are careful to watch their carbon. After Pesach, the behemah already became a carbon shlam. The Gemara then elaborates on the Mishnah's halacha of nekevos zivchi shlamim and adds the maisi nami taida and the maisi nami lechem. The finder must also bring another animal for a carbon taida plus the 40 loaves of lachme taida because dilma taidahi, the behemah might be a carbon taida which can also be a nekeva. However, there is no concern that the behemah was possibly a carbon chatas, which is also a nekeva. Because chatas bash nasa vishtakech bash deishanim, a chatas must be 1 year old, while the behemah was 2 years old. And there's no concern for chatas sh'abish nasa, that it was a carbon chatas whose first year expired, because leishriach, this is not common. However, ishtakech bash nasa, if a person finds a behemah that was 1 year old, there is a concern for a carbon chatas, and therefore, kainz lekipa v'himesa me'aleha, the behemah must be put into a room and left to die.